Warhammer Fantasy 2nd Edition, Paths of the Damned. Chaos cultists and beastmen abound in the smoking ruins of the Empire's northernmost city and its immediate environs, and the heroes are plunged into an action-packed adventure involving heresy, murder, betrayal, and corruption.
This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.forplenetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
Although that wench lied to us.
Here's a free drink on the house to celebrate the new cannon.
Oh, thank you. All right, I'll go around and talk to the wenches.
Okay.
See if they have anything different.
Oh, no, they won't have anything different.
Okay.
Okay, so we're where a guy went missing, right?
Yes.
And Rolf came and visited last night.
Mm-hmm.
Rolf's kidnapping and killing people.
That's why we're following him.
Yes. Okay. And I suppose I'll catch up with you guys.
Okay.
Do you want those primed white, Jessica?
Conrad, of course, you know, at this point, the person who made these tracks is long gone. But basically what it is he successfully tracks them out to a cave where you can see a couple costumes and a place to tie up the horse.
So all that's in the cave are costumes and a place to tie the horse.
Yes. You know, like a campfire and a stool and stuff like that.
I failed my search.
What kind of costumes?
Rolf costumes. Noble's clothing.
So someone pretending to be him.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, around dawn-ish. Or, he obviously rode back earlier in the day. Or, earlier today.
Mm-hmm. Siegfried.
Yes?
Would you mind searching the cave with me?
I fail hard.
So did I.
Conrad found anything? He searches me.
Yep. Yep, this looks like an impersonator.
Alright, so we wait here and interrogate them when they get back, or?
Well, that means we wait till tonight.
That and another seem like a good idea.
Person will go missing.
Why don't we go back and see if we can actually find them the old fashioned way?
And do what?
Investigate the person who got missing. Help out our compatriots who's doing that job.
Alright. We know where the cave is, so we can come back tonight and get him.
Indeed.
Okay.
How long did it take us to get out there, bro?
4 or 5 hours, because there was lots of backtracking just running around.
Well, and how long will it take us to get back out there?
Oh, about an hour or two. As you guys are leaving, or as you guys are arriving back in town, you will meet up with her. She's walking out to meet you guys.
So we know where the cave is. It's apparently an impersonator.
Oh.
What'd you find?
Let's see, he went to a tavern, he talked to the tender, said he was being followed, but he didn't describe by who or anything. Mm-hmm. However, apparently the impersonator met with him yesterday.
So we need to find the impersonator, which will be easy tonight, just go back to the cave and get him. Then we also need to find the mysterious man, which the wench lied to us.
Or, you know, he matches the description. Lots of people match that description.
Yeah. Not the description if he doesn't smell like ash.
Yes, because winches walk up and smell everyone they meet.
Actually, kind of.
You're close enough.
Because, remember, Steven knows a lot about winches.
Apparently.
I am one.
Steven is one.
See, Ryan agrees.
Because he knows.
Yes. I know very well.
Okay.
Perhaps all too well.
Right, so what else can we find out? Can we find these guys now that we know like who they are?
Basically? I don't know where he was taken from. All we know is that he didn't return home. Because his wife was the one.
Interesting. Well, does the guard know anything of us? Can charm one of them into talking.
The damn peasants are rebelling again. Getting all angry and uppity.
Any idea why?
Let's see this.
Any idea why this time? I guess it's a better way.
Oh, and by the way, you guys can see that the storm is beginning to move over the city at this point.
The storm of chaos?
Siegfried?
Hmm.
Do you think there's a possibility that these riots might have something to do with it?
That's what I was thinking a while ago.
Because if they're getting pretty upset, they may actually take some people of note. Hmm. Well, you were talking to the guard, so I just...
Well, does the guard know anything else, Andre?
No. All he knows is the fact of the port shantytown is getting worse.
Well, could I find that investigator dude that was... Because this person pulled some strings, didn't they?
Yes, that's how people actually start to know about it. And the Countess, you can hear, is actually furious about this. Because at this point, Reuben Kuhn the second has gone public with it, that his son has gone missing. And of course, since there are plenty of foreign dignitaries and whatnot here, this looks really... really bad.
Well, let's go to the port town, gather some information, and see what we can find out.
It'll work.
Before it starts raining on us.
You mean before? In 2 days, we fail.
Yep.
Alright, port town.
Okay, you guys head into port town. By the time you arrive, it is raining and the streets are being washed away with rainwater. The celebratory mood is over. You guys can see that there are barricades and there are groups of people. As you guys walk in, people, of course, suspiciously glare at you.
The rain steams off of me.
Holding clubs and whatnot. And you can see that there's actually, like, college-age agitators sitting among them, almost itching to be able to come up with a reason to start a riot.
Let's start a
riot. Of course, the guards in this area have doubled up patrols there. Focusing everything they can in this area at this point, at the Countess's orders to keep order.
Well, what could be causing this if we're assuming chaos is involved?
Well,
is there an instigator or something?
Okay, while he's there,
a couple of the chaos gods could easily be causing this.
No, just I mean like a
thing.
personal instigator?
I don't know. Gathering information is not my ability. Find out who is talking.
Gossip and see if they can, like, yeah, we enjoy your plight. We want to help.
So, Conrad will actually begin asking around for you guys. And he comes back and says, bad news.
Mm.
People are claiming that they've begun to see mutants.
Already, huh?
Hmm.
This is like the previous one we've happened.
Are building a hell cannon.
Can we find out where the mutants are at?
They say near the sewers. And people, of course, furious that people are being taken by the mutants.
Mm-hmm.
And the guards are doing nothing.
Well, tell the populace we'll look into the kidnapping mutants.
I am not the public speaker.
Is that why?
He's distracted by Oblivion.
Is that why these people are rioting?
And other reasons. Guards are cracking down.
We need you to calm the populace by telling them we'll look into mutants kidnapping their people.
People of Nuln!
You stand on your little soapbox in the middle of the tavern.
Let me kill you with it.
I have come to say, you must calm yourselves and stop this foolish infighting. Sigmar looks out for us all. Sigmar shall protect us. Sigmar shall protect you all. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, give me a turn.
Rousing Sigmar speech.
I hate it.
Sigmar.
I agree with what Archon found in those ancient texts.
What did he say he found?
In the ancient text, the reason why Archon originally was a giant was a Sigmarite priest. And then he did some research and some ancient tombs, doesn't tell us the truth that he found.
Quickly thereafter, the agitator steps up on his soapbox.
He pronounced the
survival,
stating that there will be justice.
And dedicate his life to worshiping chaos.
And he begins passing out the leaflets about the corruption of the guard and how that no one will do anything for them.
To kill or not to kill?
Okay, he will also succeed.
I will stand up next to you.
Wait.
We will do something.
Oh, this is only for Commander Intimidate.
I'm just going to be in the crowd.
I'll pose.
I'm like, huzzah!
The mob is, of course, hovering at the point of whether to start another ride or to go home.
Wait.
While he's speaking, I go over behind him.
No.
Slide on his armor.
Smack.
You glow with the light of Sigma.
No.
Oh.
Magic bad.
Not when it's coming from Sigmar. You can make the people think it's from Sigmar.
Okay.
Anyways, continue.
You know what? In the crowds, are like, yeah, you know that guy?
We...
He's awesome. I already did this.
We, too, have already routed out chaos in two other cities. Middenheim and Altdorf. We are here to see that chaos is routed out here. We are here to protect you. We are doing something. We have enlisted the assistance of the guard. No. God damn it.
Okay. Finish your speech.
Yeah.
I made the face. Go for it.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I'm still passing rumors that
we have enlisted the assistance of many people within your town. Concerned citizens exist everywhere.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a challenging...
Yeah, I know.
I passed rumors that that's awesome.
No one's doubting your awesomeness. It's just your allegiance to the guard that troubles them.
Yeah.
We have enlisted the assistance of a guard. Him.
They mob violence Conrad.
I go over, flame of fire, have fun.
Oh, do you want to spend a fortune point on me? Does anyone?
Sure.
So far, the guy has you on 3 tiers.
Can you even get it?
I roll a 5. I can get 4.
Okay. So if you get a 15 or lower.
God damn it. I succeed!
Okay. But not by 2 tiers.
I succeed!
Alright. The agitator basically gets up and declares that your allegiance with the corrupt guards, of course, plaguing your intention at that point. You guys want to get out of that tavern fast.
To burn the tavern down or not to burn it?
They are forming a mob of...
There's not enough time right now. Let's go outside.
Oh, it doesn't take any time.
Just go outside.
Fire. And walk out.
17 peasants.
It's only 17 peasants.
Now, to instigate them as chaos worshippers for opposing the voice of Sigmar.
Yes.
You're not a witch hunter.
I'm still a priest.
Okay.
I just walk away at that point.
I go outside. Let's go to the sewers to kill the mutants.
Yeah, and an agitator.
I could actually charm 17 people, couldn't I? Because isn't his hundreds, mine's tens?
Something like that.
How does charm work?
I can ten times the number of people. So, yes, you can probably charm a group of 17
Although
people.
At this point it's a bit late. They have been whipped into a mob.
Cowards!
Okay, well, I could easily disperse the mob.
Go ahead. I'll hold the door.
We leave.
Okay. You guys head out. As the mob begins to head out.
So am I.
Of course you guys are.
Burn down the house.
What? They're obviously heretics.
Obviously.
They oppose the word of Sigmar.
I'm not self-righteous.
We could easily do this.
Andre, are you really calling a worshipper of Sigmar self-righteous?
Okay.
That's like the most obvious thing ever.
Are there any other people in this area that aren't rioters that we can
Let's just
talk
not
to?
At this point. We know where the mutants are coming from. We can go there and crawl through
no,
there.
We have an assumption of where they're coming from.
When has Conrad ever been wrong?
I'm not going to answer that question.
So I'm going to go back to the boat, put on my dirty robes.
Okay.
And then we'll go to the sewers. Why? Because that seems where chaos okay, loves to go.
Let me get to the chapter.
You do not realize that it's going to be really, really bad in this weather.
Oh, well.
It's not like we can keep waiting.
Let's hope we don't drown.
All right. As you guys are getting there.
I have a 12 to swim. I would have failed no matter what. Got 95.
Ding, ding, ding. All right, time to pause so I can draw.
Yep.
Okay, so time to roll initiatives, please. As you guys are beset by bums. Well,
I'm
mutant bums.
Just some yokels. Some knuckles.
Just out of ammo.
59.
Yeah. Alec?
22.
Tyler?
47.
Steven?
54.
Conrad.
Jessica, you're taking away my strike first rule.
Alright, the mutant brute and then the mute tamps.
Just have a high initiative.
Okay, he will go on 30.
Just means she has it, Steven.
I'm an assassin, remember? I also have the strike first rule.
You will also go on 39. Alright! Jessica, your sixth sense, of course, goes off first.
It's true, I do have sixth sense.
We're in danger.
I would have liked to have known that like 10 minutes ago!
Oh, there they are. You might want to find some cover.
How close were we to this thing when we got ambushed?
There's the grate.
Okay, so I would have had my blessing up by now, right?
Yes.
Is it last like one scene or one, like...
It lasts as long as the DM wants it to last.
I think it was actually one scene.
So it would be like this scene?
Yes.
Okay, I will draw my two weapons.
Okay, that was 59. Then we go to 54, which is Steven.
I cast my armor and draw my bow.
Alright, that was 59 down to 47.
I draw my halberd and parry. I haven't moved, don't I?
Mm-hmm.
I'll try to get the three in the back.
Which back? These three?
Yeah, those three. Well, Sammy, like, in front of the mage, basically. But, yeah, like, there. So maybe the other guy will go after me instead of me.
Okay.
I cast armor. I'm good. As long as he's not actually chaos.
Sigmarite.
Is that guy different in some way?
Yes, he is much bigger.
He's trying to eat my face, isn't he?
They all basically charge.
Okay.
Oh, God,
I hate
your machine.
Why?
Because it takes forever.
Yeah. All right.
The mutant brute.
What?
Swings at Tyler.
I'm using a dry brush. It takes forever.
He hits.
You're right.
What kind of are they? Synthetic or are they hair?
I fail.
Okay. Doesn't matter where I hit you.
No.
5 plus 5 is 10.
Minus like 8.
I take 1.
Ow. Okay.
Guys, like, sing right! Boo boo! Boo boo!
Another one of the normal guys hits you this time.
Oh, me or
Tyler?
Oh, no, Tyler.
I thought the dodge. Main guy was going after Allie.
Oh, that's right. Oh, well, too late.
Pretonian.
Yeah.
Good priority.
Anyway.
that
the final one misses.
I would have actually.
One swing at you, Jessica. I'll hit.
Yeah.
I dodge.
Okay. One swing at Conrad. He throws his sword across the room. One hit on you, Alec.
So far.
I haven't had a chance to parry yet.
Okay. So.
It does matter where you hit me.
36.
That is
left
the
arm.
Left arm. Okay.
He will do 9.
He will do 4.
Ow. And the second one. We'll miss with an 85.
Ow.
Do these guys, what is their weapon combo?
What's your acrobatics at now, Amanda?
Whatever that
My guess is they're synthetic.
Okay.
I'm also jumping uphill, so it doesn't look as great.
Alright, Conrad will use the impact quality. He also goes on 39.
Because remember, a halberd is
hit.
Better in every way than a great weapon.
Yep, he has 2 attacks.
Yeah.
He will just miss. He'll miss. So.
We'll see.
He will take the 8.
I guess they're synthetic.
4, 13, minus 10.
Brushes are so Splat. Much better for dry brushing.
Then we go down to 22,
oh,
Alex.
It's fine. I like to do it.
Okay!
Oh, yeah,
I will swing at the special guy.
A lot of time.
I will hit.
Okay. You'll hit.
It's a great weapon. Is he not parrying or dodging?
No, he does. He charged this turn, didn't have anything. Although he did apparently beat Tyler with a human thigh bone wrapped in rotting flesh.
Okay!
Do you feel disgraced yet?
He took a wound from it.
What's the damage on a great weapon?
No, because he did 9 wounds.
Oh, impact.
It's a d10 and then...
Yeah, pick the higher
yep.
plus strength.
Yeah. I took a boo-boo from a club.
Okay. 9 plus
I'd say that's
4
good.
Is 13.
You don't add them together, do you?
No, he was adding his strength.
Oh, okay. I saw him grab the 3.
Wham! Doesn't matter where I hit him.
No.
Okay.
This is supposed to be a quickly beat them up type of thing. 59, Jessica.
Two hits.
Okay, you got 2 hits on this one.
Okay, let's see. That's 13, and this is 9.
Something on fire?
Choppy, 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 choppy!
Oh.
Okay, then we go down to Steven.
I channel.
It's free 5.
Whatever.
I cast. I'll do a dart on both of them.
Okay.
First one takes 9.
Okay.
And 8. Next turn they will die.
That they will. Okay. Tyler.
Alright, I'll go ahead and attack 2 of them. They're 2 on me.
Yeah, they're both injured.
Does the ball stack me or Alec?
He beat you with a thigh bone.
I
hit him.
To leave this guy's pants black,
hit.
Actually.
Does he have any dodge or parry?
Nope.
And I'll just go ahead and go after him again.
Well, paint it black. Don't just leave it primer. Here.
Why?
Doesn't matter where I hit him.
No.
It's arrogance issue. Alec, come on.
He takes 11?
I think I'll just leave it primer just to annoy you.
Yeah, well, I guess the other hand is on one of those dudes. Doesn't matter where I hit him. He takes 1 more. So 13.
Bears are tougher than trolls.
There.
die, Zenos!
It's okay.
Purge the Zeno!
I guess these would be mutants, but you know, whatever.
Oh my god.
Because okay. Zeno's looking for us, so.
Oh! Oh, that's 21. Strike to sun! Conrad's gonna take one alive, so you can question it.
Good.
Now it's their turn. The boss is dead. Oh shit, time to run. All one, two guys remaining.
Okay, who was injured?
Me.
Yeah, okay.
One.
Two mutants flee off into the night.
Channel.
Wait. I honestly don't want to chase them.
You do?
Yeah.
You kept it?
I got beat by one.
I succeed on healing Tyler.
Yay. I didn't get hurt. No one else got hurt. What do you...
succeed the heal check on myself. I heal 5.
Okay.
Good job.
I hit. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You did get hit once, yes.
You took 4.
So, I prod Tyler and then bind my own wounds.
Alright, wake him up, intimidate him. Tell him what... have him tell us what happened.
Do we have intimidate?
That's what's there.
Intimidate personnel?
No.
Does Conrad have it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I can shake it out of him, hopefully. Assuming my rolling is good.
Oh, there you go,
is
assuming
there any
again.
Is places to do it?
No,
not enchanting town. There's enough holes in the roofs that...
It doesn't matter.
Even the insides are so.
I don't think I can cast fire, kind of fire on somebody else.
Look at the armor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it's way better armor.
Feather's a good spell to invest in.
I have a ring of
feathers. Okay. So he kind of takes him up and begins shaking around the mutant, kind of slapping around. It's like, tell me what I want to know. You haven't asked any questions yet. Tell me what I want to know. I haven't asked anything yet. That's right. Who are you working for?
I'm a part of the Sons of the Iron. We rule the maze.
The maze?
Yeah, this part of town. All the buildings are really confusing. The maze.
Why are you a mutant?
That's a good question.
I'm doing things. I'm busy.
Why'd you attack us?
You're getting near sewers.
What's in the sewers?
Oh, that's home. He.
Home?
Yeah, he.
So you live down there?
What?
Well...
I'm not calling.
In a special part of it, the night market.
Okay,
but no mutants, but no non-mutants allowed. Or you die.
I guess we'll have to go there.
Yeah.
Where is it down there?
Oh, I'm not telling you.
Conrad?
Conrad slaps around. It's like, you
cannot bring the same pain that they can. I do not fear this death over what they could do. Besides, they would molest my corpse after I die.
Can I try and trick him into telling us?
Wait, are we dealing with Slaanesh all of a sudden?
Consider we're going there to die.
We already have a lot of open charm, you know?
Charm.
Slaanesh does.
I have charm.
Then stop trying to do these things.
Wendell, though, each of us needs to pick a different style character the next time we play. Well, except Tyler.
No!
So, you wanna... No, I'm not telling you, I'm not dumb. I'm going to die anyway.
Okay, I suppose I'll try this. I make my hand glow. Sigmar's wrath will be brought down upon you should you not tell us what we want to know.
I'm already muted. I die anyway.
Alright, we'll come and burn the body.
Sigmar can make you suffer in ways you do not understand. But should you tell us what you know, maybe you can return to Sigmar's good graces and go to him in your death.
Give me intimidate.
Yeah, I knew this wasn't going to work out, but...
Hey, you could roll a 2.
Intimidate is strength.
So I don't have enough points to buy charm. Hmm? Just trying to take it this turn.
I actually succeeded.
By how much?
9.
I'm not taking you to the night market.
You don't have to take us. Just tell us where it is.
I'm not telling you.
Can we... I need the book. I want to see if I can cast Crown of Fire on somebody else.
I don't know where it is.
I don't.
No.
I don't even know what your book you're looking for.
The main book. The book. The role-playing book.
Here we go.
I'm thinking it's only on yourself.
I think it is as well. But you never know.
Let's hope it's a tip check.
I'm going to have some old
extra skill assistance.
Well, you were basically trying to bluff it out of
me.
Which is charm.
Why does no one ever want to return to Sigmar's good graces?
I'll just stop talking.
Alright, let's just kill him and burn the body.
Splat.
Okay, let's go treasure on the sewers, I guess.
I got my dirty robes for a reason.
Is that where we're going? Trying to find this night marketplace, see if they have chaos stuff.
Yep.
Apparently.
What does the main dude, the boss have on him?
Nothing, except for a human femur, with flesh still attached.
Awesome. Okay, as much as I know you guys would dislike this, but do you want to go in disguise?
No. Steven agrees with you. Steven says that's a great idea.
Yeah, I would also agree.
No.
I give you each a tail. You can't see it.
No.
Okay.
I will not disgrace myself.
Indeed. I feel dirty that I agree with you.
Okay. Is it dark down here?
Oh yeah, it's the sewers.
Dark and dark.
I succeed.
Wow,
everyone
I don't
roll
cast.
Against 6.
Wait.
Wait, everyone make a leadership test.
Wow, I do cast successfully. Alec, your armor glows. I don't want them to see me.
I sit down.
Fine,
and
your
wait
armor
for my
glows
armor
too.
To...
It's an hour.
So do we really want to bring all their attention to the
turn
healer?
This off.
Fine.
Put it actually on the tank.
Oh, I already did. I put one on both. I turned it off on you, Alec. Jeez.
I bring out my lantern.
See, that uses oil
and
fire. This is just light.
Fire.
Okay.
It's in the sewers. It's all being washed away anyway.
Nope.
It's not like it's going to catch on fire.
Oh, wait. Fire's full of, the sewers is full of gunpowder.
But it's all wet.
Some of it is, I guess.
You never know.
Remember what happened to the rat ogre?
No, actually.
It exploded. Yeah. Hard. It was awesome. Anyways, let's go. I say tank in front, healer in back, because they can take more damage than any of us.
I'll go in front.
Do you want to stand behind the tank, or shall I? How wide are the sewers here?
They're about 4 yards across, if I remember correctly.
So two people? One person?
Mm-hmm.
So two or one? Can't say mm-hmm on a choice like that.
I think it's just one. So I think each of these is approximately 3 meters.
That's what I was thinking as well, but I can't remember.
Well, a yard is what, 3 feet?
Yes. A yard is 3 feet.
So it would be 12 feet then, so two people.
He said 4 meters.
He said yards.
I said 4 yards.
Oh, 4 yards.
Yeah,
meters.
Each one of these is 2 yards.
Oh, okay.
Yard and meters are exactly the same thing.
No, they're slightly different.
They're slightly different.
So each of these are two, so it's 10 foot wide. Why can't they just make it simple?
Because they're using the English measurement system.
The British suck. If there are any British players out there, I apologize, but your measurement system sucks.
It sounds like a TV show.
No, I've watched plenty of British TV shows that suck. Just, they also have Doctor Who. I love Doctor Who. I wish I could have sex with Doctor Who. Alright.
Well.
Alright, we go down 2x2. Actually, we would have the tank and the sneaky person in front, so we are paired off with a female. In very awkward ways.
Shove you next to Snigget.
No, Snigget did not come down here.
Yeah, Snigget's not with us.
Go ahead and,
I would say track, but it'd be kind of hard.
Yeah. I'm trying to find what skill would be appropriate.
Perception? I could hear.
Give me a road check.
A row,
row, row,
row your boat gently down the stream.
I fail.
I would too.
yes, this will be a perception check.
I fail hard.
Oh yeah.
I succeed.
By how many tears?
Two.
Two? Okay, don't find anything.
Damn it.
You guys have spent an hour wandering in the sewers.
Yeah. I succeed.
By?
Is it a vision base or hearing base?
Either.
Hearing, I succeed.
So let's
by how many tears?
Five.
Okay. You spot down one of the little side passages that there are two mutants hiding in basically a hole, guarding a hole at the wall.
How far away?
You don't want to go there. It's just a hole in the wall.
I'll say about 30 yards.
One of them takes 10.
I see that now.
Okay. Give me initiative. Move that out of the way. I'm just going to use this area over here.
Nice. That was hilarious.
Those are my dice.
So what's the marching order?
Those two are in front, then us two are right behind.
I guess.
Unless you wanted to be behind, then I'll
I'm go hiding. So it's wherever.
So they're just walking by and suddenly they see a thing go.
Okay. That guy has taken seven.
Flames.
Ah! Initial checks.
61.
Alec?
29.
Tyler?
48.
Steve?
55.
Conrad. 45.
Fastest school ever.
Mutants going to 40 and then the big motherfucker.
Thanks for alerting everyone, by the way.
You're welcome.
Goes on a 59.
Okay. After the hour, I would have relit Tyler.
Okay. Well, Jessica, you react first. Actually, I'll move them right here so you would actually see them.
Suppose I'll sneak up to the guy that's injured.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3.
Guess I'll stab him. Hiding, do nothing now. Oh, I don't know. Well, I'll actually... I'll actually move to the side. No. No. No.
Yeah.
Sure. And I will just wait.
Okay.
See what happens.
Okay, so Jessica moves up and waits. 59, you can hear something stirring in there.
So I am waiting.
55, Stephen.
I channel.
13 plus 2.
Yes. First one. Oh, that's pathetic. Does 6 points of damage to the guy who's taken 7.
What? 6?
6 to him. 7 to the next one.
Ow! Okay, now we go to Tyler as people are now burning and screaming at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Well, march my ass down there.
Ha! You have now walked past the entryway.
Was that enough movement I could shank him or not?
Yes.
I'll be using my hand weapon
shield
here, just because...
9, 10.
I don't know how much death is going to be brought upon
me. And then, the super special one.
Alright, Shanky, hit. Doesn't matter where. Take 7, 5, 13.
Splat! Ah, that's a room full of cultists. This place is a foul and hard place. Fleshy substance covers the walls, floors, and ceiling and quivers with delight. Close look reveals that fine hairs and weeping eruptions mar the surface.
Wait, this isn't corn?
Greetings, cultists. It is your time to die.
And over here, you see a dangerously seductive hermaphrodite demonette of Slaanesh.
You are right, Alec. How does the same writer know about demons?
They actually get us one of
on
points.
An intimate basis.
Ew.
Huh. Okay. 40.
The demon head in the water is pretty tricky. Have you found that one?
No. I'll move up when I'm done.
There's a quest you do for this noble. And she's like, yes, Slaanesh gave me this demonette as a present. Isn't it wonderful?
Alright, 2 on Conrad. Hit! Conrad dodges. Swing and a miss. On Tyler. Swing and a miss. 99. Swing and a miss. 97. Swing and a miss.
Wow.
So you're standing there epically going, ha.
See, you
don't even dodge. You just go,
die.
And they come up and just, that was pathetic.
Okay.
Why are you carrying around the mace of mail blog?
Alright. Alec.
I suppose.
Oh, wait, Jessica was waiting until after you, but she's being silent as per usual.
I said something.
But it weighs 45 pounds.
Okay, I move up. I hit.
Ow.
The knights you say me.
Take 11.
Oh, so wonderful. Okay, now Alec.
No. Oh, yes. Beat me more.
Which one do you want to charge?
I suppose I'll move up to one of the ones closer.
Technically, you could run all the way over here.
No,
I think that
remember,
would be a full run.
This is how big the passage is.
Yeah, but you can move through friendlies.
Can I reach one from there?
Yes, you can reach the wounded one, or you can swing at that one who have cover from you.
Wounded one. I failed to hit.
Ugh!
Parry.
Ugh!
Not
hit me!
Parry.
Hit me! Okay.
Do you have a hand weapon shield or just...
I have my great weapon.
Oh, yeah, no parry then.
I hit.
Is it worth it, Tyler?
Mm-hmm.
Is it worth it?
Dry brushing?
Yes.
Hit again.
Yes. Dry brushing is always worth it.
Okay, so that's 20...
8.
Very nice.
As they all go, yes, yes, as they're covered in the gore of their compatriot.
Hey, okay. I like the description at the end of the Slaanesh section, where it says, their greatest ecstasy is found on battle, where they can be covered by the warm blood of their enemy.
Okay, mm-hmm. Then I will move up and attack the other one.
Dark Elves.
Hits.
Can we say run?
Reminds me of Dark Elves.
Yeah, they basically
take six.
Follow Slaanesh without falling
Slaanesh. Corn.
Yes.
Yeah, if you took the two of them, put them together,
okay.
That's case.
Jessica has appeased them by showering them in bloody gore. She's still holding. Steven.
It's still holding?
She wants to see if this is a problem.
No, remember, it's not a sheep. It's an it.
And I got fire as usual.
S-H-I.
I suffer a... Well, I successfully cast.
Shaheen.
I thought...
It takes...
Shim.
This one? Yeah.
Got
Shim.
Takes
Shim.
14.
Black. Oh, yes! As they all go, oh, yes, the wonderful smell of burning flesh. Oh, this is so fabulous.
This one has, don't you, Andre?
Yeah, well, I'm trying to energize the group again because
Andre's
distracted. He's more interested in watching Amanda jump repeatedly.
Milk curdles and wine sours and fruit spoils within 10 feet of me.
So they only
food. So it's only 10 feet, so it doesn't even reach Alec. This guy just walked down the middle sewer. Sure.
You look down at the goo that is in there. It's like curdling. The poop is curdling. You have now made poop soup, and apparently it's gone rotten.
You mean it's gone rotten? It's gotten worse?
What the hell? Okay.
Curse you, Zinch!
Tyler.
Alright. There's two. Oh, they fell back. Oh, no, they died.
There's this splatter against the wall that took 28 points of damage.
Above one was already wounded.
And, 14 on one.
Oh, yes! I always wanted to see his entrails. So beautiful.
You guys are freaky! I miss corn! They just screamed at me!
Actually, I'm kind of starting. I'll even take the minus one on casting.
Corn, come back!
Corn, we love you!
The Sigmarite's going. I learned about these guys in.
Alright, I learned about these guys in seminary, but this is horrible!
Or it, what it's actually like is. My god, I find myself agreeing with them. What's wrong with me?
I did want to see his entrails, and I do find that appealing. Ugh! Must purge self!
Alright, one on you, Jessica. 35. We'll miss.
Aren't these guys immune to psychology in the game?
Yes. Hit you, Tyler!
I will.
No.
I will parry with a 6.
Then another thing at you. Yes, I hit you with a 6 this time.
I don't dodge.
Beat him. Beat him. 11.
Oh, by the way, I did pray before this.
Okay, that's fine.
He did 11 damage?
Yes.
I took 1 again.
I thought you already...
No, pray does make me to a 10.
Okay. Okay, and then once we get Conrad. Bonk. Oh, he's so steely.
Kill that one.
Yes.
Can you get this thing off
Alec.
Me?
I'll
nasty.
I'm sorry, it's like an octopus. It's kind of stuck.
I think he left some... May Sigmar grant you the peace you so richly deserve.
Oh, yes. He's so hot. Have you seen Sigmar? I bet he's hung like a god.
Did you know he is a god?
Suddenly, Siegfried's resolve, Sigmar, suddenly weakens. Imbat has his image of his naked god burned into his skull.
No.
And he's slightly aroused.
Sigmarites, it makes me fight even harder.
Oh, yes!
So you do Sigmar. worship flesh. I love the sight of my god naked.
The image burns too much, Jessica.
The sight of Sigmar, the penis burns in your mind.
She's of course enjoying this entire thing. It looks like she isn't.
I will take 10.
Flat.
Doctor move up and attack the other one.
Jessica's hacking her way down the tunnel.
Nah, not with that though.
Let's make a solid line of defense.
You know what's sad?
Steven.
Cornites didn't bother me at all, but apparently Sigmarites is just like. Slaneshites.
I'm gonna try to cast Fire's Usual on her.
Okay. You're at a are you channeling?
Not yet. Okay. I can't right now. I successfully cast.
Okay.
Oh, you didn't cast my other one. She takes 6.
She takes squat. As it just kinda hits her, she goes, oh.
I think I'm gonna cast armor next.
Alright, then we go to Tyler.
I think our real problem's back there.
I'm surprised you haven't tested already.
Well, I've been helping get rid of trash.
But yeah, is that cool? I put my arm on earlier.
What? Yeah, I assume so.
Okay.
You guys had an hour walking.
I just wanted to make sure.
Pause.
It's cool.
We
also notice. I went here so that way nobody can get to me.
Hit. First one takes.
Ulfric Fury in the face.
One Ulfric Fury, I'm sorry. I only got Ulfric Fury, it's only 16. Alright.
Oh yeah!
The other one takes 16.
Oh yeah! They're touching me!
I'm sorry!
This is the first time you've had your enemy enjoying you cutting them open.
I know, it's creepy.
Conrad, oh.
I'm sorry, the octopus are a little hard to untangle.
And what's really bad is the fact that they're actually not dodged. They're not even bothering.
They enjoy it too much on that.
Using his pole arm to try and keep them back. Alright, then 40, the remaining minion swings at Tyler.
Oh, those aren't going to come up at us?
No, they're waiting for you to charge their wonderful lady. He swings and misses poorly at Tyler. Alec!
There's one left.
You can free-five and get to him.
I finally hit! Does he dodge or parry?
No.
They enjoy the pain.
9.
Oh, yeah.
What is wrong with you people?
Top of the round, Jessica.
I will move.
I believe this is why we don't worship chaos gods.
That's a miss. That's it. That's only 9.
Enough to kill him. Choppy. Steven.
I cast armor and then I'm shooting.
Actually, hold on. She hits. You're at minus 10 to block or parry her.
What's the difference? What's blocking? It's a skill.
Sorry. Dodge or parry.
Well, that's it. We can block on this.
Fortune point that. I successfully parry.
No.
As she begins, for you, for everyone else not being swung at, you can see that she's attempting to, like, stab him. For you, she's attempting to pet you.
That's the minus 10%, I assume?
No, it's a secondary creepy ability. She's just fast.
Oh.
That's what her pincers have. Alright, that was 59. Steven.
Alright. What minuses do I have to channeling, Andre?
10%. As...
I fell hard.
as you are distracted by her. I find it oddly seductive.
Try to cast Fireball.
She only has one boob. It's weird.
It's okay.
Alright, now especially hit it. Hit her. Doesn't matter where I hit her.
No, you hit that.
13 and 7.
Aren't you curious as to whether she has a vagina and a penis?
She can dodge these?
No. Okay, so you said 13
and 7.
Okay, so 2 and...
I'm curious.
8 is 10.
You would be Ryan.
Yep.
She's a hermaphrodite. Yes.
I'm well aware.
See, I'm hoping you guys can keep her up there long enough and away from me that I don't have to cast armor.
Alright, Tyler.
Yeah, maybe she has one test.
Just free fight forward to block the hallway.
Okay. That's the boss, right?
Yes. Hit. Keep her away from me. Then we have a...
She will dodge. Come down. Successfully with a 2.
I didn't hit the same time.
Okay. Conrad can't get into combat now.
Yes, you can. You can move through allies in this game.
He will miss. And the two mutants on him... Miss. And a miss. Okay. Mutants already. That was their held action. Fuck it. Alec.
Get away from me, foul creature of chaos!
You're swinging at her? Oh, I'm sorry. I would have had to make Tyler do this too. Give me willpower saving throw.
I succeed.
Okay, you can swing at her. Never mind. She still has her dodge. As you go up.
Every turn I get to do that, I assume?
Yes.
At least you're not screaming.
Although I failed to hit her.
Actually attractive. This is creepy.
Alright, as you're like...
Would I have to make willpower?
In melee or ranged. Hold on. Seductive. Living creatures.
I wouldn't have made it.
Oh, well then. Alright.
Stupid 100.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's within 4 yards, so...
Okay.
All right, Jessica.
Can I move behind one of these? There you go.
Don't you love the fact that there are no text opportunities? You want to swing. Okay. Swing, bada bada bada, swing.
Can I do an all-out attack to it?
No.
Or
no,
just
that's
normal?
A full round.
Just normal. Alright.
Okay. She goes, attempting to pierce Siegfried again.
Ooh.
She will hit you.
You got a minus 10.
I failed to parry.
She'll hit you in the 23, which I think is one of your arms again.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. My arm.
9. Oh, so I take 4.
She does not stab you again. Okay. She begins whispering to you in the dark tongue. Okay. Steven.
I don't channel. And I'll try to cast Fireball again. Hooray for my magical item. Is my magical item affected down here?
No.
Okay. Then I still
Slaanesh has no effect on magic.
Slaanesh doesn't care.
6 and 12.
Actually, okay. Steven, you are at a minus 2 because Slaanesh thinks you're too ugly.
Yep. She winks out of existence.
I'm worried. I'm going to cast armor next turn no matter what. Unless, like, you guys all start dying then.
Okay. Coward. They will not come to. Tyler.
Poor minion.
She winked out of existence.
Mm. Oh.
We're like, huh? Someone, you're not going to take two swings? Oh, yeah, you've got a halberd and you choose to parry.
Oh, no, wait, sorry. No, I've been using a halberd shield.
He's okay. He's been using a weapon.
I forgot I only 3-5. I rolled another 9-6.
Okay, well, if you hit with that, I'm quitting.
Not enough bonuses in the world.
The guy did not have a pen. He was like, I
just had
it.
Here.
Good job.
Alright, the last remaining minion. Who's not covered in blood?
Can't get to me.
Ben doesn't work, Tyler.
Sure he can.
Shut up here on the show.
Right on. I'll make an agility check to squeeze past here so he can try and cover you in blood. And he'll kill himself on you.
Ah, yes!
This is why I got my dirty robes.
All of you are now officially covered in cultist blood.
Oh, no. Yeah, I slaughtered them.
Did you kill anyone?
No.
You did hit people, though.
I hit someone.
I thought, you finally killed someone.
No.
You killed that one.
Nope.
No, he hurt him. He didn't kill him.
Yeah, well, you're still covered
I'm
in blood.
I'm covered in, like, three people.
You're still covered in blood.
I massacred a line of them.
Alright, so you guys are now in the quivering, pulsating room that is Tantalette. That is enjoying the ecstasy that is rolling all over the place.
I really wish I'd have gotten the spell.
That's a statue and altar of Slaanesh.
Oh.
You look at it like...
I thought it was a person.
No.
Yeah. Never mind.
Siegfried, you have a hammer, right?
Yes.
Break this thing.
With pleasure.
You might not want to say that in here.
The room quivers when you enter.
Ooh. Smash!
The room... oozes with excitement.
Just
okay.
All right. Oh, was this it?
Where did that chick go?
I don't know. I don't have demonology.
I'm still
I'm 28 feet away from getting it.
Trying to figure out if these guys are linked with all the kidnapping.
No.
Maybe.
Well, if they are, I doubt it because there's no one around here.
We keep wandering the sewers, try to find some more people.
Yeah, because they did say a market. I don't know.
Yeah.
Is there anything else in here already?
Nope, that's just it. This is the creepy Shrine of Slaanesh. Do you want to keep looking around the sewers?
I say yes.
Yes.
Can you burn the place first? See what happens when you burn the living shit.
I don't cast. Wait, that's 5 plus 1, 6. Yes, I do cast.
The room will burn.
Set it on fire, let's go.
Alright, you guys patrol down around the sewers for another couple hours, you'll find another one.
Another
Slaanesh temple.
What's it in order?
Exactly the same.
Yep.
Let's do it.
Is it empty or?
Oh no, it's still got people in it.
Okay. Same as last.
Looks like we got work to do still.
Courage of the Wicked.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We're actually just caught in such a dream loop.
All right.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Not really.
All right.
Can we do a surprise round again?
Sure. I'll give you a surprise round. Just so we can get through these quickly.
I feel like I'm painting in like black and white.
He takes 19.
Okay. He dies and suddenly he's brought back in here. All right. Then we go to initiative. Jessica, you're first.
Just keeping initiative for simplicity's sake.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? You guys should be getting the idea that something strange is happening, because there's organizations of these. Not just, you know, areas. There are shrines, and there are multiple of them.
Yep. There's some bigger organization. These guys are just small branches.
Yeah, but if we can purge these guys in a few hours, we can maybe get a clue for where we need to find the leader of this.
I will move in directly in front of the guy outside.
And we can hope he's part of the where we need to go.
Hit.
Well, Slaanesh is one of the gods that would kidnap people. Either it would be Slaanesh or Tzeentch would kidnap. Korn just kills, and Putt and
Nurgle
would just infect.
Kidnap people.
It's not an
infect persona, though.
Splat!
Alright.
Alright. Oh crap, you need to go first. Need to meet you down there.
Hello, Catherine.
I get enough blood on me.
She misses.
Is this the same demonette we saw earlier?
No, this is a completely You have no idea. She has no stab wounds. She is another demon of Slaanesh. Demonette.
Actually, the last one didn't get stabbed.
She's not wounded.
The last one didn't get wounded either.
Yeah, she did. She had 10 points of fire damage.
I roasted her alive.
Oh, what a second one.
I will channel. I do channel. And I will try to cast Fireball. 8, 10, 11. I fail. Wait, channeling, does it add one or your magic modifier?
That's your magic modifier.
So let's see, 8, 10, yeah, I failed by 1.
Basically, as you're about to charge it up, you realize you're under a drainage pipe, and then all the rainwater hits you, and you're like,
Yeah.
Alright. Tyler, you are next.
Hey, at least it washed off all the close
over
blood.
To check closer to the door. I hit.
Did you dodge? Did you make willpower check?
Yes, you do have to make a willpower.
I got 3. They ain't working on me again.
Stab me. Stab me with your strong, hard sword.
15.
Okay, she is still there, but she's taking 10. As you stab her, you can see her kind of begin to shift in and out again.
Oh, I see. They're becoming unstable.
All right. 45.
Since when did you turn into a cornite?
Honestly, these guys aren't enough of a threat for me to really worry about unless I get something like Ulfric's Fury. Alright. As you can tell by how quickly I'm just going through these. Alright, that was Conrad. Ah, rarg, attempt to gang rape him. Oh yes, gang rape, oh yeah. Did everyone get the invitation to the gang rape? Yay, gang rape. Rar, oh, we'll stay back here and think dirty thoughts and touch each other. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, dirty thoughts, oh baby. Hit. Parry. Hit. Not dodge. So 4. bounces off his armor because he's in medium armor now. Okay. Then I have 5 guys who can't be dodged or parried. 1 hit. Okay. Okay, so 1 more hit. And that. Okay, he'll actually take 1. Bonk, 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 bonk. Oh, he's so strong.
By the way, how did you heal me after the last battle?
How much damage did you take?
Alright.
Don't worry about the healing for one now.
Yes.
A bit more.
I thought it was once per combat.
Is it once per combat?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought it was once
per combat. Alec, your turn. Come, quickly, beat cultists.
There is a once per
combat. Yes, beat me!
Limiter, unless you get wounded
in
other combats.
Nine.
Only nine? I thought you had a great weapon.
I do!
Apparently it's not great enough. Alright.
It's not a halberd.
Alright. Now we go to the top of the round. Jessica.
I make my willpower. Two hits.
She fails to dodge.
Okay, that's 21.
Okay. On the second hit, she winks out of existence. After winking at you. Alright, then we go to 59, she's dead. 55, Steve. Roar, kill cultists!
Come on, Steven, how fast can you kill them?
Not fast enough. No, my hands are still up from the last one. I go over. Alright, next turn!
Next turn, I swear, Tyler. Come, begin hacking through my cultists!
Hit. A lot. Two nines. So two nines equals two...
18.
15s.
Splash, splash! Ah, ha, ah, ah, ha, ah. Okay,
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Ah, ha, ah,
we're trying to get your coin. I actually laughed at my eye because we're slowing down.
What? We didn't know it, but we actually joined corn.
Alright, flat, flat. Two more cultists die. They throw themselves in blades of ecstasy. Ha ha ha.
We're just climbing to the top of corn really quickly.
Yeah.
Corn, look where we're going. Nice. Okay.
We didn't finish. We pulled all food time.
Barg, 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 barg. Okay. A lot. Until you guys get the realization that something big is happening.
We have the realization, but we're looking for the market.
I think this is the market.
That's a lot of fail. They come up and begin hitting Conrad.
Eventually, we have to go topside and find where the source is.
Alright. Alec, please, kill this guy. I swear if you don't, I will kill you.
I failed a hit.
Okay,
Jessica. Your healer falls over dead.
Cauterize?
That ignites the obviously still dry powder that's underneath his shirt. He explodes. Jessica.
Is there a position I can move to?
Yeah, there's one right here.
Okay.
Just butcher this guy.
Yes.
Okay, roll damage. Okay. dead. Steven.
Local channel. I cast. Two tens.
Two more miraculously died. Okay. It was Steve. Tyler.
I think Andre is saying we should leave the sewers and find them.
No die now.
None die?
Why did die?
He hits. Okay. He does a lot. And a lot. Okay, the last one throws himself on the blade. Okay! Another demon! Statue, smash. Final round. Okay!
Alright, let's go topside and find the source of this. I think it must be the rich people who are being kidnapped. Have something to do with this?
Quite possibly. But we need to find where they've been kidnapped too.
Yes.
That's the problem.
Alright, is it nighttime by now?
Oh yeah.
Let's go to the cave.
It is pitch black.
Because of the heavy storm that has set in.
We'll go to the cave with the
doppelganger. Oh, and by the way, these guys were extra specially prepared room. They were readying and sharpening weapons.
What are you doing? For an invasion?
Yep.
Hmm.
By the way, you just killed 24 mutants and 2 demonettes of Slaanesh.
And
you got a couple boo-boos.
They're not a challenge anymore.
Do we feel powerful?
I hope you do. Considering I remember at the beginning of this, you guys had trouble taking down 4 mutants.
Oh, that's fun.
Alright, so we go to find the doppelganger and find out what's going on with them?
Yes, let's try and find him.
Alright, we'll go to the cave.
Ba-na-na-na-na-na-na-na!
No one's there?
Well, it is late at night, and you see a guy hovering. You guys are freezing and shivering at this point.
Okay, we act like travelers.
The guy kind of quickly looks at him and goes, holy shit!
Hmm.
Hi.
Come on in! Jeez. Here, take your cloaks off. Kind of, well, hang with the back part of the cave so that it doesn't get too wet.
Alright, thank you.
And jeez. Lucky you guys found my cave.
Yeah, lucky that.
we yes. saw the light.
What are you doing out here?
Oh, just hanging out.
Why?
Huh? Oh, don't tell anyone. I get paid to do this.
By who?
Some rich guy.
Huh.
He pays to do what?
He says to ride out from his house every night. Pay me a shilling a night.
Seems like a pretty good deal, except on nights like this.
Yeah, well...
Where is he at?
I don't know. I don't care. Shilling a night? I don't care. Probably out cheating on his wife or something.
When does he pay you?
Every night.
Oh, do you see him every night?
Well, yeah.
Hmm.
If all I know is he lives with his dad.
Where's that at?
Someplace in Altdorf. I'm not really going to get too much into it, but...
Yeah.
You mean just Alan?
Sorry, this is just a great gig. And here. I got some ale.
I pull out some bread. It's rotten. Yeah, I got in the sewers earlier.
Oh, I'm sorry. At least you know it's preserved. Gunpowder, you know. Actually preserves meat pretty well.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it tastes kind of nasty, but you know, whatever.
Alright. It's like getting coal for the carbon.
Well, it looks like we're going to have to follow this guy until he gets paid, hunt him down, and then kill everyone.
Or, you know, we try and figure out where Rolf is actually going.
Well, that he meets him every night. To get paid. So when do you get paid at normally?
Just before I leave.
Oh, okay. Well, with a swarm like this, mind if we stay the
night? Oh, no. It'll be a little cramped.
That's fine. I'm an elf. We're used to it.
Okay.
Ouch. Wow. You kind of need to get back.
Well, if Rolf is going to be here in the morning...
Why is Rolf going to be here in the morning?
Well, just before he leaves, he says that...
He leaves every night.
Just before he leaves?
Just before he rides out.
Just before
the cave or no?
No.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
So he goes home, and then he rides out.
Okay.
So he's creating a cover for himself, just in case you hadn't caught that yet.
No, oh, I know. Actually, that part I caught. I just misunderstood.
Okay, so we need to get back to town. We need to figure out where Rolf is actually going.
Rolf's dad lives in town, right? In that town home?
Mm-hmm. Lives in the same house.
All right, well, let's just head back to town, go through the storm, we don't care.
Well, good luck, guys.
We thank you anyway.
Alright. Somehow I feel slightly used, but I don't care.
We're trying to get this plot over with.
Here's a gold crown. You don't feel used anymore.
Awesome!
No. It's okay that you think.
Here's a gold crown.
That's 20 nights worth of work.
Don't mention we were here and,
whatever, dude. You weren't here. You're ghosts. I'm going mad. Okay, got it. I'm going to go on a mad shopping spree, is what I meant. Okay.
Alright, so we go back to the townhouse.
It is middle of the night, storming dark. The place is, of course, shuttered up.
I don't really feel like raiding it right now, but it's up to you guys.
Alec, I light your feet on fire. Do you feel warm?
No, you don't light my feet on fire. You try to. They fail the light.
Are they metal?
No, it's raining. I'm soaked.
Alright, so basically I go, your feet get warm, and then they get cold again.
So basically it just feels like she peed on your shoes.
Okay.
Can we try and find shelter somewhere?
Yeah, we can go back to the boat.
Oh. We need to... I pray to Sigmar, is this storm natural?
You're not a follower of Tall.
We go back to the boat, hang out for the night, in the morning, confront the guy, and accuse him of being cult worshiper.
The guards aren't even outside, are they?
They're outside.
If by outside you mean in the closest tavern, getting drunk.
Watching out the window.
Getting drunk.
That's shuttered up.
So we could sneak over to the
actually, as you guys, as you guys pass the shantytown area, you guys will actually see that the riots have escalated even worse. Full-out combat has broken out in the streets.
I stare back into his house now.
And you can see that nearly a dozen guards are either injured or dead.
We need to get this.
Alright, let's go.
Alright, we go to his house now.
Alright! You guys want to break in? How do you want to do this? Hold on, let me pause.
I sneak.
Oh, I can. There's not enough people in here who's combat worthy to make it worth drawing out.
Okay.
Guys, like, bust down the door.
Can I first sneak in and see if he's there?
Okay. You sneak into the house.
Mm-hmm.
The door's locked. They're not going to hear you picking it, quite frankly, with the store.
So you kind of sneak your way in. Go ahead and give me a stealth.
Another one?
Mm-hmm.
Nope. There we go.
Mm. Okay. You're kind of sneaking around. You can see that the house is, of course, quiet.
Of course.
And, of course, dark.
Mm-hmm. No candles or anything?
No candles. No nothing.
But fine.
People are sleeping.
It is, like, the morning.
Yeah, it is past midnight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You guys haven't slept. It's storming. You're hungry.
Hey, I don't want this.
Chaos incursion going on, so...
All I can wait.
Chaos is so inconvenient.
Let's just suck it up.
Alright.
Search around, find him. Slit his throat.
Yeah, I'll try and search the house.
Okay. You search the house.
Not with that. Get that.
Okay, the first thing you notice is no one's here. Not even his father.
I open all the doors. Turn on the lights.
You guys see lights going up all over the house.
Oh, great. I go in.
Four candles.
Yep.
Got caught. Let's go.
You guys walk inside and...
Oh, hi.
What's going on?
No one's here. Not a single soul.
This is bad.
Search for secret doors.
Is there a basement?
Yes, you won't find anything. However, what'd you get on your search check, actually?
The second one.
I get a 35.
Okay. How many tiers? None?
No.
I don't care. Okay.
I succeed by four!
Basically what it is you going around and picking over and searching through things, you actually go into Randolph, Rolf's father's room, mm-hmm. and you actually find, you know, kind of squirreled away underneath his bed, you actually find plans of the cannon.
The actual cannon or hell cannon?
the cannon that's being released. Now, since that has cued you guys off, give me common knowledge empire. Don't fuck up.
Do you even want us to roll?
I got it.
Honestly, if you guys fail, you will be playing in the world after this. So you guys will actually affect the future of how I'm going to run this game.
Okay, I succeed.
Okay.
Oh, I would have felt like...
Randolph, Rolf's father, was actually the original designer of the cannon, but he didn't finish it fast enough, so the Countess replaced him.
Okay!
To the pleasure of building the cannon!
So he might be totally pissed off right now.
Probably!
Alright, let's go stop him.
Does anyone have anything like knowledge engineering?
No.
No.
I have common knowledge dwarf.
No. Knowledge isn't advanced.
We don't have enough EXP to do any of that.
Academic knowledge, theology, and history.
Okay. Well, you guys can take the plans if you want. But it is obvious that neither of them are here at night.
Okay. Okay, so they're both probably involved.
Let's go to the College of Engineers, forewarn them about what's going on.
Okay.
Middle of the night.
Yes, shut up. I'm wet. Deal with it.
You guys walk over to the Imperial Gunner School. No one's awake. Except for a few guards who are sitting there in the tavern going...
Nah.
Damn, it looks bad out there.
Yeah, tell me what.
This just gives us pretty easy impunity to move around.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's the point.
Well, we'll just ignore the guards in and go inside.
The doors are locked.
Well, doesn't something have open lock?
Okay, these are very hard locks. Minus 30%.
Take your time. Can you succeed?
Yes. Not bad. Mm-hmm.
Okay, after 5 checks, I do get a notice check.
She succeeds.
Yes.
Okay. No,
that's
a fail.
28.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Nope.
30. The guards who were apparently sitting in the tavern have now finally come out. There's a squad of 6 of them. They're like, "What are you doing?" Shouting over the storm.
What?
What are you doing? Get away from that door!
I'm trying to get inside.
I'm not trying to stop chaos.
You're in the wrong district!
We found plans for Cannon in that dude's house. I'm gonna track him while she does that.
Yeah, he used to make it!
I'm gonna lie my ass off. They're weird, full of chaos stuff.
Okay, give me a charm check. That one is going to be hard.
Wait. Should I fortune point it?
Sure.
Yeah.
It's past midnight.
Yeah.
It's a new day.
It's like 5 o'clock in the morning, dude.
Okay. Made it. How hard? Impossible? Because if it is, I didn't make it.
It's hard. It's minus 20%.
Oh, well. Hey, they're common people. I made it by one.
What?
You have any proof? Let me see the plans! Let's get inside!
Yeah,
walk over to unlock the door.
It's already unlocked.
No, bad.
I have the lock in my hand.
Bad. Give me gold crown.
Okay, here.
He's totally extorted you, you know that, right?
I don't think that lock was worth a gold crown.
Anyway, I'll see the plans. Let's just hope I'm not smoking crack.
This couldn't have been him. Do you have any other proof?
Well, let's go down where the building the cannon will show you.
His room!
Besides this one, Nash Colt's in the sewers.
So Nash Colt's in the sewers?
Yeah.
Yes.
At least
we've
2.
We just killed 2 demonettes and 24 mutants.
Wow, hope you got them all.
I highly doubt it.
More. That's why we came here to stop the
It was more important to stop what was going on up here.
Oh, jeez.
Besides the only other proof we have is the guy's son who seems to be helping him out.
Wait. Why do we have to prove this?
Because they're guards. Cut is using a body double to make it look like he goes outside of town each night.
And nobody has been to either of their houses.
And we're investigating the rest of it.
And who are you guys?
We have been tasked by Ulrich and Sigmar to stop chaos in this town. The Empire.
Okay, so who are you really working for?
Ulrich and Sigmar.
Okay, yeah, Fang. I can see you're a priest. Who are you working for?
Actually, even I am
here. We all show him our tattoos.
Actually, he's right.
We're here to...
We're here to purge.
I'm an elven mage. It's actually Witch Hunter.
We stopped chaos up north, and then in the midtimes in north, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was an incursion in Middenheim, and then we went to
Altdorf.
Managed to destroy some chaos there, and now the search has brought us here.
So you can either assist us, or support chaos.
Wow, Jesus!
Are you sure you're not going to become a witch hunter without becoming a witch hunter? you're such an arrogant asshole. What are they going to do, Andre?
Okay, hold on.
Then we'd have to knock out the guards. But what's funny, since they were screwed up, I'm probably like looking over and like, you're like, oh, these are cameos.
You're like, you got your sword ready.
I need to go take these to one of my superiors immediately.
Okay. You guys go
Is
do that.
Is he close?
We're in the Imperial Gunnery School.
Okay, let's do that then. That's
No. We can go. And we have go inform the guard of the mutants. Now.
Should we just continue on with what we need
to
do?
What would be a sense motive here?
This is a sense of urgency, because a mutant uprising is scary.
Okay. No, I'm just trying to determine if he's actually going to take this to his...
Oh, yeah, no, he's, like, walking down the hall at this point. Go ahead.
Okay, which of us wants to go?
How close to the guard? The nearest guard post?
Most of the guards are down in the poor section. It's actually a bit of a ways away, because, as you may know...
You run fast!
No, I'll go. All three stay here in case something goes down. Okay.
God, I must insist that they will go, I will accompany you. I do not know about this...
Fine, whatever.
...situation.
Okay.
Just in case something screwed up's going here.
Okay. So she and I will stay in the entry ready to attack Chaos, who charge here. He goes down to the port.
You three, we're just going to go, and I'll guard him.
Okay.
All right. Watch out. He will, of course, one of the superiors, of course, irritatedly wakes up.
And then I will, of course, say, blah, 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 since I'm charismatic on the way.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you want me there also to explain what's going on.
The superior's like, what? All these are schematics showing that there's no way to sabotage the cannon. Even if he tried, he couldn't sabotage the cannon.
Even cause mutant uprising?
Were the plans weird at all, Andre?
Right. Well, it just had markings all over him. You had no idea what they meant.
No. All I knew was that they were weird. And there's chaos in the area, and there's
fucking
rubble
all
over the place. Found them?
Where?
In his house?
What were you doing in his house?
Investigating.
Hunting chaos? You gonna support us or support chaos?
And our investigation led from the sewers where all the...
Who are you, and who gave you this authority?
I am Sir Leon of Bastor, and I've been tasked by blah 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 blah. They're not gonna care.
Actually, it depends on whose names you drop.
I was gonna drop both the gods.
And oh right, you're crazy.
And
the lady's name.
Drop.
The lady's name.
Cast by her.
There's one other person whose name you could actually drop.
Sir Frederick.
Sir Frederick.
Well, I wouldn't think of it, so go ahead and arrest me.
Clank.
Oh, I wasn't going to let him do that, actually.
Oh.
I was talking about out of character.
Oh, good. They will go, we're going to need to arrest you to identify your... authenticity.
Was he with an ID?
Lord Frederick.
Ha!
He's right. He's not from around here.
He is the brother of an Elector Count. Or next to an Elector Count.
Or you guys... Well, I guess that might be a bit of a stretch. Honestly, it is supposed to be a bit of a stretch. Because they're supposed to look at you like you're fucking crazy.
We are by this point.
The gods have tasked me.
Hey, when the elf thing goes, look, I have two human gods who tasked me to go do this.
It's a tattoo, dude.
I know.
Well, either way, I'm going to resist if you want to have that go out.
Why do you have to resist? Okay.
Because you're stopping chaos?
Because I have a job to do and these guys are in the freaking way.
Alright, then go ahead. Do you just want to, like, break and run?
I'm not going to let them grab me. So yes, I'm not going to kill them either. So I'll defend myself and move out.
Alright, you will flee.
Flee.
I will retreat in the opposite direction.
Advance in the other direction. And you run off into the night. They poke themselves in the eye with an 86. Okay. You guys run down to the... You'll see why people hate the guards in this town. Alright, you guys run on down into the giant storm, and the guards are like... Who the hell are you? You're too clean to be here, except for you. Go on through.
Look, we just need to report. We have found several Slaanesh cults within the sewers.
Who?
God of Chaos.
Why did you find them in the sewers?
We were hunting out Chaos, and we found mutants, killed them. It looks like they're going to start a war here in a little bit.
There's a mutant uprising in the sewers.
Why?
Because they hate you.
Because this is a perfect opportunity to kill lots of important people.
You should go tell my captain.
You go tell your captain. We have to go stop the actual big people. Do your job!
We already talked.
Are you giving me lip, son?
Yes!
We already talked to your captain. He told us to inform you to enlist your help.
We didn't talk to his
Shut
captain.
Up.
You didn't talk with him. He doesn't see anyone tonight.
You go do your job. We're going to go kill the big people in charge of the chaos.
Oh, whatever. Go on your way, crazy citizen.
Alright, so do we want
to... So what was the point of us informing these guys?
We'll do our job. Anyways, we'll go back to the college to stop the sabotage.
Right. You'll head back into towards the college, and you'll see that it's kind of under lockdown at this point. Have you seen this Bretonian noble? There's a stick figure.
Yes, actually, went that way.
Morons.
I go the other way. Leon, what'd you do?
They tried to arrest me.
Oh, okay.
I don't know where you found me.
It's okay. The garage went that way.
Whatever. It wasn't an option at the moment.
Yeah, I don't care. It's whatever.
We need to actually do something and not just get caught up in politics like we've done before.
Yes.
Well, our options are either to go to the sewers, try to purge everybody again.
That'd take forever.
Break into here and try to get to the place where they're building the cannon to stop the sabotage. Somehow, miraculously, by giving Andre sexual pleasures, find this guy in the street and just kill him.
Okay. Honestly, this is where I'd like to call it, because you know what you have to do for all three now. You have to hunt down Rolf and his father, and you have to figure out a way to stop the mutant uprising. You guys have found where you need to be. It's just last session is to finish them all off. I also think this is a safe point to call it.
Okay.
Still don't know what the point was.
I say we just storm into the...
We tell them there's mutants. I think they take it more seriously.
They're not even there, Steven.
Gamers Haven Incorporated proudly presents A Thousand Monkeys production
of a Monty Cook adventure.
Dungeons & Dragons 4th Edition Night of Dissolution, a Tolus adventure featuring the Gamers Haven regulars. Available for download only at gamershavenpodcast.com.
Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.